Yo,
there's a lot going on.
Finally, some news.
I've been waiting for a bridge to get hit by a fucking boat.
Yeah, dude.
There's been nothing going on.
Thank God for the podcasting world.
The podcasting world will solve this issue.
We're like bugs on world events. We just fucking something terrible happened. Diddy's a molester.
Diddy, the diddler.
Diddler's in super trouble, dude.
He's in big trouble.
Did we break that story?
We were pretty close. We were early on the diddler.
You knew who broke that story?
Kanye?
Yeah, he broke the story fed, hard.
Ye knew. No, Ye's not fed. Ye was like, Diddy and Meek are feds.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
50, but yeah, dude. 50's hinting, dude.
Yeah.
At the Jigga Man.
At Hove.
At Hove being...
I mean, the black community, for them all, a huge swath of the black community already has him on like sus patrol big time. Just, it's Illuminati charges.
He had early Illuminati charges.
Early ones. Who knew? It was just, that's just being involved with potentially the intelligence services.
Yeah.
Potentially. Again, I don't know.
I think maybe it's pretty clear that this is...
The Clintons. How do the Clintons get you, dude? If you're a rapper and the Clintons hit you up, like, yo, we want you to do this thing, how in the world are they able to get you to do that?
Yeah, it works.
Unless...
I'm not gonna say it.
That was the funniest clip of all time.
This is number one.
I'm not gonna say who did it, dude. I was telling you on the way here, Diddy's wife sued allegedly for him bringing the bros through, the professional bros. Dude, imagine you're on a date. Cassie's allegations were that the diddler would take her out for a nice dinner and then call, like, the dancing bear troop to come through. Yeah, the fellas, bro. He had the plug for fucking pro dudes.
Did you see the dude driving outside and he's talking about how Diddy has buses filled with little kids coming to his house at 3 a.m. all the time?
Who, his white neighbors said that?
No, that was the black one neighbor. I was telling you. That one was a black neighbor that yelled at That article was good, though. You need to bring that up from The Root.
Dude, that was crazy. Do you fuck with The Root at all? Lemaire, do you fuck with The Root? That's probably what's scrambling your fucking mind, dude.
No, dude, I don't fuck with The Root.
I never heard of it.
You ever heard of The Root?
No.
There's The Root. There's Mother Jones. They're like,
I heard of Mother Jones.
Wild fucking articles. But The Root ran an article being like, Diddy's white neighbors are the problem. Diddy's white neighbors call the cops because they don't like him having too much sex in parties. Yeah, the Karens. We're trying to blame this on the Karens. We're just like, dude, I don't know, man.
We need more Karens, bro.
We might, dude. We might have to go on Karen arrest.
We shunned the Karens, and since then, crime's gone through the roof.
It's true. That's true. You know, white lady wants to be online.
We got rid of crime's only predators, you know?
True. It is a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah.
We need Karens about, out and about. Because now they're shamed. Now it's like, I don't want white ladies feeling like they can't call the police if they, you know...
And they feel that way. People's lives got ruined for calling the police.
Apartment.
Remember the Central Park lady?
Which one?
The birdwatcher guy.
Yeah,
I think he was like being weird as fuck to that lady. He said he was gonna kill her dog.
Probably, yeah.
And then she started swinging it around. Yeah, she said, "You're not gonna kill me. I'll kill my dog."
Well, I mean, we got to check in. We should do an investigative report and see how apartment complexes' pools are going. So that's when Karen's freak.
Yeah.
If you're chilling by the apartment complex pool and you all of a sudden you see like 12 black teenagers, you start going.
Yeah, you go, no way.
I didn't see wristbands.
No way.
I didn't see wristbands.
They're not going to ruin my pool day. I'm trying to read some Grisham.
Really? Yeah, dude. You should.
I'm saying the pool lady. She's I'm just trying to lay in the sun. I'm
trying to read The Rainmaker. Some legal thrillers. Yeah, I mean, dude, there is no harsher vibe.
Some legal thrillers.
The apartment complex pool might be the harshest vibe of all time. Just one dude standing with his arms out of the pool.
The apartment complex pool is rough.
You're watching like two Puerto Rican kids jumping in and out of the water.
The con man's in one right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's got one up there.
Oh, that's got to be nice. You got to swim so soft and gently.
Oh, we talked about it last time. Lemaire got there and he was in a bad mood. And the babes were at the pool and he was grumpy about it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I would the be babes pissed. To see my fat body.
I would, yeah, I would rather black teens than babes at the
pole. Dude, every True. Single day.
I'd rather have the black teens. No Diddy on that, for real.
True.
Yeah, take that back. That's a big diddler comment. Big diddler. Big diddler. Dude.
A busload.
I downloaded Twitter again just to follow the diddler. The diddler, black Twitter on the diddler was as funny as it gets.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, and especially, dude, busloads of kids is kind of wild.
Just any Twitter. I don't know why I said black Twitter, but you know.
No, black Twitter is a distinct entity that's like, they cover, I mean, dude, I followed the Meek stuff. Like,
dude,
daily.
How about the audio of them fucking? It's clearly just gay porn. It's just gay porn. There's no way it's audio. They're like, here's the audio of them fucking.
You think it's actually Meek? How could you tell that it's Meek? It's just a gay guy being like, yeah.
He has a distinctive voice.
Yeah, that's actually, have you heard it yet?
No.
That's what it sounds like.
That's just how he raps all the time.
It does sound like he's rapping.
No, really? I think. Audio Meek Mill.
I got 100 pumps.
Hold up, wait a minute. Hey, yo. What the hell? Oh, my God.
That's disturbing, dude.
I know, it's vulgar.
That's absolutely disturbing.
It's just the video of that guy scream coming. <I know. laughs> That's hurtful, dude. Because then it's just a picture of Diddy and Meek while the audio is playing.
Really?
You could put a hit piece out on anybody.
Yeah, dude.
Just get a picture of two people and just play gay porn and be like, here's leaked
this
audio.
This is them.
This is them.
I found their. I was outside their bedroom recording audio.
Yeah. I had a wire. I was in the corner jacking off with my shirt on so as not to expose my wire.
I surrounded myself with six male prostitutes for protection. But you know what? I'll give this to Diddy. On that one with his wife, Cassie, maybe he suffered from a bad case of like self-gifting. You know when you think something's really sick and you get it for someone and they're like, this isn't really my thing?
Yeah.
He was probably like, yeah, six gigolos.
That's everybody's going to want this.
Yeah, Diddy was probably like, dude, this is what I do all the time on my birthday.
Yeah.
Having the plug on six male prostitutes is like, you know how deep you got to be in hookers to like find that many male prostitutes?
That's fucking gross.
Yeah. I don't know. You'd have to get like pretty in the mix of hookers just to find male prostitutes. I mean, I guess he probably had he probably had like the escort service. He probably had the ultimate plug. But that's fucking, dude, if true, my God.
Those boys are probably having fun though, the six prost.
Fucking for Diddy? How hard would you fuck for Bad Boy Entertainment?
Oh, I'd go as hard as I could for Bad Boy. Now I'm West Coast, by the way.
Oh, yeah, true.
I used to be East Coast till I died.
You'd be death row now.
Now I'm death row, for
you just
sure.
You just hang Diddy's wife by her ankles over a hotel balcony instead of fucking her, like Suge Knight?
Did you see that they said, I think it was Jay-Z's Big Pimpin' video was filmed on Epstein Island?
Nah.
I saw it. No, it was Fiesta with...
Fiesta, yeah.
With R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah. Fiesta.
I think it was filmed in Miami, but it's fun to say it. I looked it up. The Illuminati changed the Google search, and they said it was in Miami. It's like, bro, that was obviously on Epstein's Island.
I think I saw
Nickelodeon logos shaped like Epstein's Island. Come on, dude.
Really?
It's definitely not just a splat.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I'm just curious of who's all going to go down with the diddler. Because
He's gonna get suicided.
You think so?
Epstein, yeah.
Yeah, but who's going to...
If he's got the dirt on Jay-Z, Hope's not going to let that out.
Do you think they'll hang him with a Gucci scarf?
Yeah, they could do that. They could just say he was trying to jack off, strangling himself.
True.
He got smothered. Everyone will be like, yeah, definitely.
He got smothered under like 18 male prostitutes. He died in a stampede.
In a dog pile.
In a scrum.
Those dog piles get vicious, though.
I bet.
You ever been on the bottom one? Not sexually?
I've been. I played rugby, dude.
Football? Yeah.
The scrum, you get fucking crushed. Ow! You stepped on me.
That was my favorite. In football, like if somebody scored a touchdown, just jumping on them and having them be like,
yeah. Dude, get the fuck up. Yeah, it's been a very shameful week in the press.
Very shameful. And then there's the Nickelodeon documentary that came out. I watched that. That's what I was watching the last two years. It's a tough watch, dude.
Yeah.
It's a very uncomfortable watch.
I've yet to see it, but I believe pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I've heard about that guy forever, by the way. Schneidman?
Schneider got off easy on that.
I know.
They were just saying he didn't get accused of any sexual assault in that.
He did not.
In the documentary, no.
Okay.
But they had the bros were sneaking around, dude.
That's what I heard.
A couple bros got caught on all that.
Catch and release? Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I knew. I used to watch all that when I was younger, and I was like, this shit is not funny. And I knew. I could tell. I was like, there's something going on here.
They had me. I was...
You liked
it? The programming worked. I was in there. I was like, man.
They would do the don't laugh challenge. I'm like, bro, I can crush these things. I hated every segment. I was like, this isn't funny. The dude in the bathtub talking French would almost get... Give me one segment from all that.
What was his name? Pierre?
Pierre Escargot.
Yeah.
Pierre Escargot, dude.
Still.
I love when the guy loved ketchup. Come on, dude. That was another guy.
From what? Good Burger?
No. Keenan would play a chef who loved ketchup. That was pretty good. Anything Kel was in, he'd go around being
Kel,
like, repairman.
Kel would make me laugh, but that was a different show. Wasn't that?
No, it was all that.
They were all that, and then Good Burger.
Who loves orange soda? That was all that?
That's Good Burger. Keenan Kel.
Yeah, Kel would get me. Kel was the one guy that would get me to crack a smile.
I remember I was very young. I liked the fat lady doing the news. Lori Beth, when I was a kid, I was like, that lady's got talent.
You liked her? Yeah, I
styled my entire career also. That was my original. My mentors are Leonardo da Vinci, Lori Beth Ginsburg.
What's LBG up to right now?
What's Lori Beth Ginsburg? What's Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
What's LGB up to?
She's just hitting Comic Cons now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's just in the circuit.
Damn, in the Comic Con whack off circuit.
That's just the next one, dude. Yeah.
All the pedophiles get to meet all the grown up kids now.
That's the next one that's going to get busted. There'll be a Comic-Con documentary where that's going to be a diddler. That's a diddler's dream, dude.
Yeah, that's a playground for a diddler. Now, there's one guy in all that. That's it's not funny, but it is. There's one dude that was a production assistant on all that, and he would like be the liaison between the kids and the parents, and like he became friends with all of them, and he was like a normal, nice guy. Everyone was like, this guy's great. And then... He got the kids' emails and be like, I think you've got something. We can work in the future on this. So all the parents were like, yeah, definitely. This is great. They're in the business now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he sent this 10-year-old girl a email with a picture of him jacking off naked. And what? The mom said she just heard her daughter start like scream crying and running into her bedroom. And then no, it's just very funny thinking of the guy being like, you know how like when you're really horny and you're like, I'm going to send a picture of my dick to this girl. Not a child, but
I know what you mean.
Even as an adult, that's that's a risky enterprise.
Yeah,
and imagine. Dude. And then you finish and you're like, why the fuck did I do that? Think of his like, oh, she didn't respond. This is bad, dude. You got left on red by a 10-year-old.
Oh.
You got to go to their house. You got to drive to the house with a gun and be
gotta
like,
snatch the phone.
Yeah, open your fucking email. I'll kill myself right now. Open your email.
The problem is, to be that bold and brazen, there had to have been so many other things that he got away with where he was like.
He had the file cabinet of like hundreds of little girls with like their underwear. And
yeah,
like
he had Ziploc bags with each of their names on it.
Is disgusting.
I think he got 6 years.
What?
Yeah, they all got
like fucking 10
minutes
in jail.
They just work at Disney Channel instead of Nickelodeon when they get out. It's fucking nuts.
Jason Handy. And then
how does a penalty not for that just to get like thrown in a hole?
Yeah, that's
it should be.
You send a picture of your dick to a kid, you should
They should leave it up to the parents. Like, do you want to see him in the arena? It's like, yes, please. That should be pure gladiatorial. Even like in Dune where they like poison
him. You should
have
to fight the guy in Dune.
Yeah, and they poison. They give him a little bit of poison.
We should
for
have
me, I'd be like, no poison, obviously.
We should have a Dune man like that.
Yeah, we should. A champion.
And we sacrifice people to the Dune man.
Family champion?
Yeah.
Dude, this country tomorrow could watch pedophiles get their heads cut off in an arena. No problem.
I think Saudi Arabia fucks with that.
Dude.
Afghanistan was doing that. I remember the Taliban. They'd like fill up a soccer stadium for beheadings.
I don't know, man. You might have to cut just like 10 of these guys' heads off on TV. And we won't get addicted to it. We'll chill.
Yeah, yeah.
But just like one halftime show where we just do a firing squad on pedophiles. Yes. And the whole country's like, oh, shit.
And bread. We need bread out there. The bread and circus. We need the games.
And Bruno Mars is in the background like, damn.
He's in the hole
Bruno
right
Mars
now.
Bruno Mars would be nice.
He's in the hole.
He's a little gambling debt. Hold on.
Everyone's fucking up right
now. Hold on. I wanted to bring up, there's one more pedophile that was very funny because his on the show, he was Pickle Boy. And he would just go around and give people pickles. And they were like, what's the joke? All the kids were like, I don't know. He just hands us pickles. Turns out he was a diddler, dude.
He sucked Drake Bell, dude.
Yeah, he got Drake Bell.
Oh, yeah. That would the pickle guy got him?
The pickle boy got Drake Bell.
Did you see him, like, hand Ray Romano a pickle through the glory
hole? That's tough,
really
dude, for Ray. That was a
Romano took the pickle?
Look. Romano took the pickle through a glory hole and really double-handed the pickle.
Yeah, it was sus.
Because Romano definitely had no idea that this was, like, gay pedophile shit. He was just like, yeah, I'll eat the pickle.
Drake's dad knew the whole time.
Drake's dad was a
and
beast.
They were like, no, he's just gay. You're being a jerk about it.
Yeah.
Why the guilt just Drake's don't like dad. Him
and that was back
gay.
In like the 90s, too.
Yeah.
His dad was probably pissed he was gay, too.
Yeah, he probably
his dad. His dad looked like he'd be pissed. Somebody was gay. Dude. His dad looked like a bro. Yeah,
but it was 1995. Cool. It was like, that was your number one theory. Like, he's getting into acting. I'm like, fuck. Fuck.
They would cut to pictures of the Pickle Boy and then Drake's dad, and it was like, dude, that's a man. Pickle Boy's a bitch.
How old is Pickle Boy?
Probably his 40s.
Allegedly, he got DiCaprio, too, on another set prior to when he worked at Nickelodeon.
He was rubbing DiCaprio
he's
on
rubbing
camera
DiCaprio
for sure.
That's the other thing. You see these guys, like, rubbing kids and shit on cameras that aren't theirs. It's like, dude, I don't even touch my nieces and nephews. I, like, just rub my niece and nephew's head. I'm not, like, all over them in pictures. That shit's fucking weird, dude.
That is weird.
Especially if you're just like working with kids, like you wouldn't do that with any other coworker, unless they're your work wife. Damn, they had work husbands at Nickelodeon.
They had work children. Yeah. Oh god.
Bro, blow it up, dude. You also did you know that Nickelodeon, it means like without God?
Yeah, we've all been on the same Twitter. Yeah. We're all on the exact same algorithm.
Nickelodeon.
It's nice that our country's unified right now.
True, although my Twitter's taking a very sinister turn where my Twitter now is just a feed of like young black kids being mean at sports games out of nowhere. And it's like I don't go on Twitter that much and it's just like my algorithms is like just very, it's like Kumia stuff of just look at black people being fucking assholes and it's like 12-year-old spazzing at basketball
Twitter's getting pretty rowdy with that
pretty wild.
I think we need to
focus on pedophiles.
I think we need to swap algorithms. I think they need to adjust it to where you get the opposite.
Yeah,
blacks and whites, we need to swap algorithms.
Yeah, man,
I think we need to see white people being dickheads, black people need to see black people being dickheads. That'd be nice.
That is
the opposite, where we're all like, it's not our fault, it's black people's fault.
Yeah, true.
But
look at this kid. He spiked the ball. I get videos of like he threw the ball and didn't hand it to the ref. You mean to tell me this isn't a real thing? Yeah, and it's like, dude,
the algorithm knows you're a father now. And they're like, you hand the ball to the ref. You don't fucking showboat. You don't mouth off to the ref.
Dude, I'm in total old man mode. I've completely just embraced it. I listen to my cigar smoking play. I smoke cigars now. And then I have a playlist that is just, dude, it's the funniest songs. And I just sit there and I'm like, dude, like the Kid Rock. Sweet Home Alabama. Like, song fucking rules, dude. Blast
oh, man.
It.
You've entered it.
Dude, I've entered full, and I can't fight it
You're
anymore.
Conservative dad now.
I fully might be.
You're no longer a black conservative. You reached white conservative dad, dude. The highest plane.
With black conservative
Not
leanings.
The highest plane. The highest plane is.
For sure.
Driving around in the back of a Mercedes. Yeah. That's the highest plane. Like, yeah, you're the true. Old school Mercedes. That was funny. Me and Matt just we saw an old Mercedes and he was like, damn, that thing might, that's old. That's vintage. I wonder if it got to drive around any of the goats. The goats were in the back of that waving.
Saw any real action, dude?
Just waving to all the Volk.
That would be a wild flex. If you copped like a 1935.
I was just talking about this. I wanted to buy Hitler's art. You can buy Hitler's artwork.
A ridge or?
A ridge, dude.
What?
Yeah.
How much is it?
I think cheaper than, like, it's very expensive, but it's not like what you'd think.
Oh, yeah. Art's expensive as fuck. 30 G's for an original hit?
For an original hit, dude. The hit maker.
Bro.
Oh, shit. Dude.
Oh my god.
Since the news broke about allegations between a sexual relationship with Puff Sean Combs.
Puff Sean Combs.
And Meek Mill's. I don't know Meek Mill's real name.
Look it up before you do the video.
He's like green screened into a classroom.
Green screened into a classroom.
He's just his head in a classroom. That also, that does look official. Just green screening just your head to the background of like a grade school classroom.
Puffy Sean Combs.
And I don't know his real name.
You got to cut. Start over, dude. You got the nickname first.
I know. Tommy Old Man last night, he said, what the hell did he say? He called him like a... Puff Diddy. He was like, yeah, Puff Diddy got in trouble. Damn, dude.
Puff Diddy. Yeah, Tommy old man out.
Oh, he hit us with a Puff Diddy last night. It was like, nice. Fuck. Yeah, there's been, this week's been just very tumultuous, dude. Hubes, the lab got thrown under
The lab, dude.
The lab. They're trying to say the lab doesn't exist. That's where I draw the line. I'm like, bro, don't come at the man's lab.
What are
lab.
They saying?
They were trying to act like his lab wasn't a real thing. They're like, we called Stanford and there was like one research assistant in this place. And then Hube's team, which we need spokespeople, by the way. I saw that. I'm like, that's what's up. Spokespeople battling your hoes for you.
Dude, Lemaire, you've got a new job.
Spokesperson.
You're the
dude.
Spokesperson for the podcast.
All you have to do, if every someone says statement. Anything we did that's bad, say, I don't believe they did that. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
But yeah, they try to come at the lab, being like, the lab doesn't exist. And then they were like, no, we were in the process of moving. So they're trying to act like he didn't have a lab. And then they were just like, I mean, dude.
I heard he had too many girlfriends. That was his
problem.
So
many girlfriends. Allegedly had so many girlfriends. But here's the thing. He was like, we weren't in an exclusive relationship. So it is he said, she said. He was like, no, we weren't in an exclusive. Yeah. She's like, we were. But then here's a damning evidence against one of the ladies. She was like, he was supposed to come to Thanksgiving and he never came. I'm like, bro, if you're Beast. Wondering where a dude is on Thanksgiving, it's not your boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you're like, he didn't come to Thanksgiving, I'm like, yeah, that's not your boyfriend. I hate to break it to you, lady. That's not your boyfriend.
Yeah.
If you're on a holiday and you're like, where's that guy? That's my boyfriend. It's like,
yeah, he said he was going to spend Christmas at my family's. Dude. He didn't even show up. If he no calls, no shows to a fucking Christmas
but
or Thanksgiving, that's a problem.
It is tight because in the article, they would say like he would get busted and then be like, I hate this for us. So I'm willing for us to do the repair work. Let's get on this immediately. I'm so sorry. It's like, it is... Nice macking. Just get it into like therapy.
I saw some of it. He is undeniably a mac, dude.
Repair work is a nice
thing. It actually made me more interested in what he has to offer.
Yeah, man.
If you can hold it down like that.
Hold it down tough as
maybe I will tape my fucking mouth shut or something like that.
Yeah, dude. Hey, dude, get the sunlight. Blast all your hoes on one quick email. And just be like,
the thing they nailed him on.
He was sending emails?
Just like fucking text. The girl, it's one of those, it's like a movie where like the girls realized they were being cheated on and all got together and like put together that like he had sex with me this day and then he had sex with you. And then it was Christmas and it's like, damn. Shut up, man. Like you guys got duped.
Yeah, they got duped.
He came through. He smashed. It is what it is. He smashed out. It's nothing. It's not newsworthy. It's like this, no. You know, this jacked famous guy's getting a ton of pussy. It's yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could guess that.
Now you're telling me. Remember that Norm Tiger Woods. That's when I realized I was gay. There were two moments with Tiger Woods. It was the South Park episode and then Norm's joke about it. And I was like, man, I'm being a dork. I'm being a white Karen.
It happened. That got a lot of people.
Yeah.
Just being like, I knew it.
Yeah, this guy acts like he's a perfectionist. He's actually cheating on his wife. He still is a perfectionist. He's unbelievable at golf.
But yeah, that shit was crazy. I read it being like, I was like, all right, there's going to be some crazy dirt in here. And I was like, yeah, he was just fucking ladies. He was fucking a bunch of ladies.
Was he married? Like, he wasn't even married. Yeah.
He wasn't married. He was just, he'd be like, I love you so much. He probably... The one thing that got him on there, like he claimed he's not a sex addict, he's a love addict. I was like, let's go, bro.
He said he was a love addict?
I'm a love addict, dude.
Fuck.
And they would send him hot pictures, and he always would respond,
The day they released the text, we're all done.
I saw that. I was like, show me any man where they can interview a bunch of your exes, and they could fucking shoot anyone out of the sky.
Yeah.
A one ex to be like, you know what he did one time? He'd be like, dude, no.
Yeah.
No. And then he said this to me, and it's just like, yeah, I'm fucked.
Oh.
Then he snatched the blankets off of me out of a rage, left the bedroom. It's like, shit. Shit.
Have you ripped blankets off a lady?
Mm-hmm.
You hit him with the fucking...
I was pissed.
The waiter with the... I was pissed. You leave the plates on?
I was sitting there. I was just like... dude, when if you're like deep, you're like in a relationship, laying there, cohabitating, sinfully, obviously, but it's like you're laying there, and all of a sudden you're in bed next to someone, and there's just like a fuck... You get like hatred. It's like emanating off of both of you. And then you're like... I'm getting up, and it's like, why the fuck should I get up? I shouldn't have to. I'm not sleeping on the fucking couch. And I was just like, grab the blankets and just pull them off. And I was like, and just walked out.
Damn, that's awesome.
You're going to be cold.
God. I forgot. That's the worst feeling in the world. Getting in like a serious fight and then having to lay in bed next to each other.
Fuck, dude. It's the worst.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, and it's like, you can, it's like magnetism. You can feel it just like emanating off, and it's just like someone's foot comes over, and you're like, get off my foot.
Damn, I hope the diddler's okay.
He's flying. I think he went to the Dominican Republic or something.
He's down there.
He flew.
He used to go to Haiti. He needs to link with fucking...
True, the gorillas.
Who's the guy, Barbecue? He needs to link with Barbecue down there. There's no way Barbecue's still alive, right?
Isn't Haiti in the midst of a big revolt, like a gang revolt?
Yeah.
He should have become president of Haiti. Look, for we could turn a lot of wrongs into a right. He might be the strong man that nation needs.
I figured Barbecue would be dead by now. I know, but I figured that would be... They'd put him down. Because I've seen the revolution. It's not really a crack squad. It's just fucking dudes running around with guns.
It's just clanging machetes?
Yeah.
Yeah, machete combat's for real big in Haiti.
Yeah.
They practice like machete kung fu.
It's very scary.
Sid the Kid showed me a thing on that one time where they like, there's like machete masters.
It's their tradition, dude.
Yeah, it's fucking sick.
It's how they use the machetes from the fields as slaves and they revolted.
Yeah, man. They still
killed
practice.
All the frogs. They're still doing it. They've got a rich history of, it was the only slave revolt in the history of humanity that worked.
Dude, living in Haiti would be fucking wild.
They did it.
Do you think any of us could like just like live there and hold it down? Do you think we'd get fucked up?
I just watched a documentary on it. It's hell, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the most, isn't it an island?
Yeah.
Why is it such an unchill island? It's pretty bad, right?
Yeah, they've always just never gotten help.
Did they ever think about smoking weed like Jamaicans?
They smoke weed.
Did they smoke weed?
Yeah. But they're also voodoo child.
That's what I'm saying.
They got a little voodoo and they're wild down there.
They have a notorious rap for being like, you know, if like you come into like a Haitian father, like Haitian American fathers are apparently very, very, very strict.
But the other half of the island is the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
it's one island.
Oh, so they are against
Hispaniola.
DR. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I was in
the
DR.
On the other side, you go to the DR. It's like, hey, you got Sammy Sosa over there having fun.
True.
Hitting home runs.
But did they hate each other, though?
Definitely.
Oh, it's a beef, dude.
Yeah.
That's a real beef. Because DR kind of like, they look at Haiti like, fucking bullshit.
You guys can't even hit home runs.
Yeah.
You guys don't have one big pop.
True. Put those machetes down and pick up some bats.
They do need to pick up some baseball bats.
Bats and some chronic, dude. It's the way out of the Caribbean. It's either you get super chill on the cron or you start crushing home runs.
They're all, yeah. Those are truly your two options.
Yeah.
You got to get a nice swing down.
Or you hit the all-inclusive.
The all-inclusive's sick.
I'm going to go. I might try to launch the Haitian tourism up.
I'm going
to
show you, when we take a break, the video of Haiti.
It's not.
You're going to go, I'm never going there. Dude, they never recovered from the earthquake.
I know.
And the Clintons came down and took all the money.
The Clintons went down and took all the damn kids.
They took all the kids and money.
They sent all their kids to Nickelodeon, dude. The Clintons came down fucking.
Haiti just became Nickelodeon, dude.
Yeah.
Bros went down. Mr. Handy was down there.
Didn't they get hit with a tsunami, too? They got hit with a tsunami in like.
I don't think I hit with a tsunami.
They got hit with a tsunami in like 04. And they never recovered
tsunami?
From that. Yeah. I just looked it up to make sure. Yeah.
The Haitian tsunami? Yeah, although, you wouldn't need the biggest wave to take out Haiti.
Yeah, we sure it was a tsunami. It could have just been a sick wave. It could have been a big wave.
I follow Haitian news pretty closely, and I don't think there was a tsunami in 04.
Is there an earthquake in the Gulf of Mexico?
There was the quake in the Gulf. Damn, what happened with that? The ground split up.
Well, Lemaire, look at your phone and tell us what happened.
Well, this is
almost 250,000 people were killed in 2010.
Oh, in the earthquake.
In the earthquake.
Damn, they lost 250?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bro. Do you know what the event that has the big the natural event that has the most casualties?
Probably the tsunami in
Japan.
The one in that hit like India and Indonesia and all that.
What? No,
oh, I remember that.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time. Guess the body count.
Does the plague count?
No, this is like a natural disaster.
Krakatoa.
What was that?
That was an Indonesian volcano.
It could have been. There was one. There was an earthquake in China, I think, that killed 750,000 people makes sense, one day. Yeah. It was in like the year 1500.
Yeah.
But that is apparently that is the highest casualty natural disaster.
China gets hit with numbers that you're just like, no way.
Yeah.
They blew up a dam during World War II. Killed everybody.
In the flood?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They starved everybody. They lost like 50 million people.
Oh, my God.
In 1887, 2 million people died in a flood in China.
That's what?
The largest death toll from a natural disaster.
Oh, my God.
In Haiti, the 2010 earthquake in Haiti was 300,000. That's number 5 on the list.
Damn.
Give us the list. It was a good list.
It is.
Dude.
China's got top 2.
China's going wild.
Yeah.
China's got the Yellow River flood of 1887 and then the Tangshan earthquake.
That's a Tangshan earthquake. So I was wrong. There was a flood that got 2 million.
1976?
1976 was the Tangshan earthquake and it was 655,000. 100,000.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Maybe I had the time.
Good Lord.
That's then fucking
Pakistan,
nuts.
Well, now it's Bangladesh, but at the time it was Pakistan in the 70s, had a 500,000 death cyclone. That's number 3.
Oh.
And then the Haiti earthquake is number 4.
Damn. Dude, if it's true that there was like government officials that went down there and stole kids, that'd be, you imagine like picking through the wreckage of like a basically apocalyptic event and you're just like moving stones and like grabbing kids and just fucking like kissing their hair and stuff. That's fucking crazy.
I found one.
That's fucking nuts. If true, shame on them.
China had an even bigger one in 1931. 4 million died in a flood.
Really?
What the hell?
Yeah, but was that the one they blew up the dam?
I'm not sure. It says the 1931 China floods in Wuhan.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, the first.
So that's why it's a wet market.
It was the breach of
the
dike.
The markets got wet.
Surely they never recovered. I mean, that much water, you'd think. How long would that take to dry? Forever? Yeah, natural disasters are crazy. When you get into the scale of like the numbers.
They're always so scary.
2 million dead?
Yeah.
4.
The what?
4 in that one.
4 milli.
4 milli. Because a dam broke.
Yeah.
Oh. So how do you die in a flood? Like, I guess it's the sheer volume of the water just sweeps you under. Or you just can't. You only swim
debris,
so long.
I guess.
Yeah.
Everywhere
it's
you just
debris from it. Yeah. You get
your whole neighborhood turns into a super deep lake, and it's just like, how long can you tread for? They didn't have like helicopters and shit, probably.
No.
Have you seen the Japanese tsunami footage?
Yes.
They released that. It's fucking crazy.
It's very scary.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's very scary. There's some funny ones though. You get some funny ones out of it.
There's one guy on the roof. He was like, oh, no, my car.
Yeah.
It's gone.
There's one video that's like fast forwarded, but you see a car like driving up to it, seeing the water coming, and it like hits a 3-point turn and flies away. It's very funny.
That would be kind of satisfying, though, if you
driving
get
away
from it.
Yeah.
We were laughing about that yesterday with the bridge. Just the one. There's 8 people on the bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah, we were talking about just drinking and driving. Just being like, oh, shit, I didn't know I was this fucked up. Like, I'm flying through the air right now.
We're just trying to hit the gas really hard. Shoot the gap.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, making it would
just
be
go,
crazy.
Finally, I am Vin Diesel. I'm going to fucking jump this.
There was what, like 6 people were on the bridge? 8. Oh, 6 on it. Damn, man. On the bridge.
That's so fucking scary.
How the fuck did the boat hit the bridge?
Cyber attack.
True.
No, I think a boat just lost power and hit it.
Jesus Christ. Oh,
I love the Twitter people. Just like, a boat hitting it would not collapse the bridge. This is an inside job. It's like, it's a pretty old fucking bridge. Yeah, that was a big ass boat, dude. I think that it looked pretty legit. I saw the video.
I think it hit the columns of it, too.
Yeah.
Dude, boats don't melt steel beams.
They don't. That was, yeah, that was a bomb nut, dude. They want us to fail.
True, they want us to go into Delaware or Baltimore and raid it.
They yeah, better Putin's not play, take...
Apparently, they're saying that Putin's trying to claim that the Ukrainians were the ones who ran it up in the party.
That's convenient.
Yeah. They're like, Putin's trying to claim that the Ukrainians did that. It's like, it's funny. Like, they're going to use this to justify invading the country. And I'm like,
no.
A terror attack?
Really? No way.
What are they doing? That's crazy.
Yeah, they're using a terror attack to invade a country they already tried to invade. No, that sounds fucking like something we wouldn't do.
That's crazy. I think aren't we trying to do that right now again, maybe? Or no, is that, are we trying to invade anywhere right now? Yeah, we're trying to probably fuck in Iran. We're trying to get up in Iran's business.
We've been fucking with Iran.
Yeah, true.
But they've been yapping, dude. They yap.
They do. They do.
Deserve.
They do. It is.
They deserve a little, yeah. Not a war. We don't want an all-out war, but they deserve, like, yo, chill.
Fuck them, yeah.
We're good guys.
A little what for. That must be nice, though.
Somehow they don't know we're the good guys.
It's got to be cool as a country, though, to every now and again just, like, totally firing up another country. It's like, fuck, in the news, yeah. Like, we'll fuck Iran up.
North Korea does it all the time.
They do.
North Korea is just like, yo, you're lucky we don't beat the fuck out of you. And everyone's like, dude, you guys aren't going to do shit. Shut up. North Korea is just a fucking insane person.
Yeah, it is.
They're like the homeless guy on the train. It's just yelling at everybody's face, and everyone's like, all right, just ignore them.
They throw something, it goes like 4 feet.
Yeah, you're like, hey.
Come on, man.
Don't throw any more stuff, dude. You're getting on our nerves. We're going to have to come over there and kill 10 million people.
Like, what would it take for you guys to chill the fuck out? They're like, Dennis Rodman. You're like, yes, yeah, okay,
give
man.
Us Dennis Rodman.
Fucking here, dude.
Yeah, they're your crackhead.
Weirdos.
What do you need? Dennis Rodman right now.
Sure.
We need a basketball game.
Yeah, okay. Dude. Yeah, well, now, like, with the, like,
and
if
some
you're...
food. Can we get a sandwich? Yeah, we'll give you guys food.
The poor people ruined all the food again. It's all their fault. Fucking idiots, man. We need some more food. Eating too much. Fucking so greedy. Don't they hit them with, like, they're on, like, national diets. They're, like, I think it's, like, they're, I mean, rations, really.
Yeah.
I think you can only have so much. Cuba's probably on the rations.
Cubans are?
Cuba's on the rations right now, too.
They're hitting some home runs, though. There's some guys down there.
I know. But some right now, dude, I'm telling you, I've seen videos. Well, they're like, we're not eating enough. They want some sandwiches, dude.
God.
They want the puerca.
They need it, dude.
They can't get the puerca right now down in Cuba. They're on some bullshit one time. I'm telling you, everywhere is fucked right now. That was what a week.
Yeah.
What a bad week.
It is surprising how quiet the news is on the terror attack in Russia.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they talked about it maybe a little bit, but yeah.
It seems
I get
like
all my news from Twitter, so I don't really know.
Like, where's everybody's Facebook icons that...
Yeah,
remember
dude.
When France got hit with ISIS attack?
They got burned alive.
That was,
dude,
yeah.
They lit a place on fire and shot it up while people were burning. People are like, well, they're the enemy. It's like, damn, dude. Yeah, you're right. I didn't hear a single thing of like how terrible, this is so yeah. terrible. Did you know that even if you have a 401k for retirement, you can still have an IRA? Robinhood has the only IRA that gives you a 3% boost on every dollar you contribute when you subscribe to Robinhood Gold.
I loved it.
But get this, now through April 30th, Robinhood is even boosting every single dollar you transfer in from other retirement accounts with a 3% match. That's right. No cap on the 3% match.
Okay.
Robinhood Gold gets you the most for your retirement thanks to their IRA with a 3% match. This offer is good through April 30th. Get started at Robinhood.com/boost. Subscription fees apply, and now for some legal info. Claim as of Q1 2024, validated by Radius Global Market Research. Investing involves risk, including loss. Limitations apply to IRAs and 401ks. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold for 1 year from the date of the first 3% match. Must keep Robinhood IRA for 5 years. The 3% matching on transfers is subject to specific terms and conditions. Robinhood IRA is available to U.S. customers in good standing. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC is a registered broker dealer. So there's that.
Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Personal endorsement. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I love DFS. I like daily.
I love daily fantasy.
DFS guy.
Yeah, you know who loved it? Adam Egan still does it.
DFS
and him and Norm McDonald used to be really? DFS. Allegedly, I don't know if the man. Yeah. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks.
Damn!
You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. March Madness is here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball is getting closer. I love all the moments. The one shining moment. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men and women's college basketball. Don't forget the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Can you imagine that? For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you for the rest of and the rest of your entries stay live.
Perfect.
Download the app today and use code DRENCHED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app and use code DRENCHED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Yes.
Hey, Matt, let's get back to the show.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, one more. Have you ever experienced the agony of harsh smoke, throat burning, or coughing attacks when smoking cannabis? The struggle is real, but the solution is chilly. That's right. I'm talking about the smoothest way to light up, and that's with FreezePipe. FreezePipe makes a unique line of freezable pipes, bubblers, and bongs that are 80% colder than using ice cubes to chill smoke. The magic is freezable glycerin chambers that come on every piece.
Mm-hmm.
Simply pop the chamber in the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled by over 300 degrees, so every puff arrives ice cold, God bless you, cough-free. Yeah, the FreezePipe does work, I will say. I've had a bunch of them. They are absolutely.
You guys
fantastic.
Blaze Chronic all the time.
FreezePipe makes them so
I love
chilly.
The FreezePipe.
I broke the first one.
The only
one.
Piece I brought with me actually is a FreezePipe.
Yeah, I broke the first one I had. So then I stacked double glycerin chambers because they sent me a new one. It was pretty fucking nasty.
It was chill.
Very chill. I think I cooled the smoke by over 600 degrees.
Probably.
American owned with over 100,000 happy customers, FreezePipe uses the thickest glass and market leading glycerin chambers for a smoother experience you have to feel to believe. Ditch harsh smoke forever by visiting thefreezepipe.com and use code DRENCHED for 10% off your order. That's thefreezepipe.com and code DRENCHED for 10% off. Shop today for free shipping and smoke like royalty without paying a king's ransom.
That guy was high as fuck. Yeah. Get in here.
Hello, everybody.
Get in front of the camera.
Yeah, man. Cam up.
You know that. Sit on the table and face the camera.
I will.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. If you can come to my show at Helium in Philadelphia April 10th, I'd appreciate it. And then me, Nate, and LeMaire, now that Nate's here, we all run the show together.
Yeah. Optimum Noctis. It'll be sick. Also, Drip. I'm still doing Drip. Drip at the stand. I'm still doing Drip. I'm going back. I'm plugging my thing too. Now that you passed the mic. Yeah, I'm coming back the next day. I know. I can't believe I said it out loud as many times as I did. But yeah, Optimum Knockers on the 2nd at the Creek. It will be a good time.
Line all right, let's fire. Speed that up.
And that's very mean. And Drip and Drip at the stand April 3rd.
LeMaire, do you have anything you'd like
LeMaire,
to promote?
Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
All right, LeMaire's done. It's finished.
Indianapolis, St. Louis.
Yeah, please go to Orlando. Wise Links Guys, below. Las Vegas, MattMcCusker.com for tickets. Please come.
Links are in the description in the comments.
Yes. ShaneMGillis.com for tickets.
God bless you.
Bye.
I can't understand why we want to fight with Russia. I just don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
What is the beef, dude? Did you watch the Tucker Chris Cuomo?
No, interview? I heard it was good.
Dude, it's so good.
Was it you saying it was good?
Yeah, I sent it to you. Yeah. I didn't send it to you. I told you to watch it. But, dude, it's for real. They sit down, and the whole time Cuomo's like, I mean, I could fucking beat your ass if I want. But they're fucking around, and it's very funny. He's like, I could fucking fold you up.
That's the one thing that kind of annoys me about, like, Cuomo and, like, what's his name? Who's the black dude that was?
Don Lemon. Don Lemon.
They're making their own things now. And they're like, now we need free press. Now more. It's like you guys were the worst ones.
I know.
You're the ones we need to get rid of. Don't just Cuomo because is you got kind fired. Of
the, he's the bro about
I've
it.
I've noticed he's been the bro, but it's like
he's the bro about it. But Don Lemon got fucking straight up fired from a
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon tried to grab Elon Musk's dick, dude.
He tried to fucking diddler.
Dude, the whole time dog.
He went to the Hamptons and hit him with the hot dog. Hot diggity dog on a fucking waiter in the Hamptons.
Yeah, he was asking me. He's like, so how are you going to stop white supremacy on Twitter?
Yeah, give me that. Wait, what else do you guys sell here other than rocket ships and cars? Hot dogs, come here.
You might have hit him with a 3-2-1 blast off. But yeah, dude, that interview sucked of him just being like.
Whoa. I'd like to see the full interview. I haven't seen
it. I've watched it. It's
there's the full interviews out?
Lemon.
I've seen the clips.
Lemon released a huge long
video. Oh, really?
Yeah. But it sucks. It's just, it is real, like watching CNN again.
Yeah, he's being a little snarky bitch to a guy who's like, you can have a show if you want.
Yeah, here you go. And he's like, I want like people to be able to get different opinions.
Get you.
And he was just like, well, what do you, he would show him like the Jewish like caricature meme. What do you think about this? And he'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah. He's like, take it down right now. And he's like, dude, nobody sees that.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm dealing with 55 million uploads every day, or whatever it is. And he was like, you guys print 10 fucking stories. He's like, of course you can curate it. He's like, I can't. He's like, if nobody's seeing it, he's like, okay. As long as it doesn't fucking violate the law. He's like, if it's illegal, I'll take it down. If it's not illegal, if it's mean, so be it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like him being like, well, why don't you take it down then? Look at it. Look how mean that is. It's like, dude, you're the one showing that over and over. Yeah. Stop. It was like for real, the fucking like the classic 4chan Jewish drawing. And Don Lemon showed it like fucking 50 times. It's like, dude, stop showing it. Yeah,
chill, Don.
Relax, Don.
Dong.
But the Cuomo and Tucker one's nice because it's like, Cuomo's like, you were a fucking dick to me. And he was like,
I saw that clip. Yeah.
Dude, when they show Tucker going in on him, and Tucker was like,
Yeah.
My wife is like, I know you're better than that. And he goes, but I'm not. But I am an asshole. Yeah, it is genuinely, it sounds kind of hokey, but it was kind of refreshing to watch those dudes like just talk and like be normal. And then like, dude, they go in about just like women stuff. And Tucker's like, dude, stop. He's like, I can't deal with people being like, there's no difference between men and women. He's like, we should be protecting them, dude. They're beautiful. We should protect our beautiful women. And then Cuomo's like, there's some girls that could whoop my ass. And Tucker's like, who, dude? like MMA athletes. He's like, all right, come on, man. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. He's like, anyway, they do like hard cuts on that a lot too. But him, those two just being like fucking around with each other, and Cuomo being like, I mean, I could just fucking destroy you if I wanted to. Tucker being like, it was funny to watch them be like their actual selves rather than being like reporting live from blah, 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 blah. They're just talking shit.
I'll never forgive Cuomo for him and Don Lemon. I was watching it during the peaceful protests.
Oh, yeah.
Every night, because their shows were back to back, they would end each show by talking to each other. Like, Cuomo would end his show into Don Lemon's.
Yeah.
And they would both go on, and they would be like, I love you, brother. Cuomo kept trying to be like, I love you so much, man. Don Lemon would be like, yeah, okay. Today's news, racism again.
My turn. But yeah, Cuomo talked about how like when they fired him, he was so bought into like being on that network, and he was pissed, and he was like asking Tucker, like, how did you deal with getting fired? He was like, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, I knew I'd get fired eventually. He's like, why would you care? And Cuomo was like, because that was like my job. I'm like a loser now. He's like a total meathead.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm like a, like, you look up my name. He's like, Chris Cuomo, fired. He's like, yeah, dude. Tucker's like, I've been fired like 5 times.
Yeah, he faked having COVID. He went and he was like, I've been quarantining in my basement. Like, no, here's a video of you outside.
He was jogging.
Live filmed him emerging from his basement.
He was jogging. He goes, fucking, I was working out. He's like, boy, I gotta work out. It's like, Tucker's like, yeah, but you didn't wear a mask. You were bitching at everyone to wear a mask and you're out running. Yeah. He goes, yeah, but I'm jogging. He's like, so that's it's a deadly disease. You're ready to, he's like, look, man. It was, but he would be like, I get it. I totally get it. He wasn't like, like the Lemon move is like, I'm 1,000,000% right. Everything you say is wrong. Cuomo at least could be
Cuomo
like.
Cuomo does seem like the bro, but.
He also could just, this is his new skin. It could be his new skin. He's like, oh, I'm an internet free thinker now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a free thinker. I'm the intelligent.
But it is nice
part
that
of the intellectual.
Tucker
elite.
Was big up in him because he stuck by his bro.
He's like, look, I don't agree with what your brother did, but he's like, that's your family, dude. You can't turn on your family. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of sick.
He's Italian, bro.
Yeah, that was familia.
That was his familia.
That was just familia. Damn, that would have been crazy if he actually did turn the knife. He's like, my brother's such a fucking pervert. I love you, dog.
Yeah, didn't he like honk ladies' boobs or something? What did he do?
He was like a boob honker. He was just a Italian culture. When you hug your aunt in Italy, dude, it's just you fucking honk her tits. You kiss her neck.
Damn, that whole squad they had going fell apart.
It was good, good.
That was for real good. CNN was good, good. They had so many good, good. But they love Dr. Fauci. He was...
Well, once you're in that mode of like identifying,
they were so sick during the pandemic.
Which ones? Dude, oh, they were all stars, CNN. Dude. Nurses were up there with them. They were
nurses
all
making TikToks. Dude, go back and watch those. It's haunting.
Yeah, they're crazy.
It's very scary.
Like the
nurses
worst
doing weird dances.
Did you ever see the ones where like when nurses lose patients, like, there's a nurse in the hallway?
Yeah, they film themselves with sad music.
Like, what the fuck? Are you
I'd be
doing?
So pissed if my family member died and the nurse went out and filmed themselves. Like, well, I gotta get myself back up. I can't, you know.
it'd be funny if they filmed breaking the news to you, just being like, "This is the hardest part of my job." Yeah. Your dad's dead.
Your dad's fucking dead. That's a good sketch.
That would be funny.
A really good sketch is walking into the hallway, like leaving the room where your parent just died, and you open the door and a nurse is going, oh. You notice a camera, you're like,
what the fuck are you
what
doing?
The fuck? They'd have to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. They have to break their fake character.
They're just filming you and your family being like,
look how sad they are.
So hard. You just have a mask on. But yeah, dude, I mean, when you exist in that realm of like, we're going to start witch hunting everybody, it naturally is going to start. You're going to start viewing all your coworkers through that lens. You're going to be like, it just falls apart. You can't do that. Dude, the shame. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was reading the Hubes article. The shame apparatus we've put together, the medieval church would just drool over it. We can shame someone across the globe in just 4 seconds. Just being like... adulterer. And everyone's like, oh, what a piece of shit.
I can't believe they're a piece of shit. One thing I don't get is the Musk hate.
Dude, I can't stand it.
I don't understand what the hate is.
I don't understand. It's like the dude sunk a ton of his own money into Twitter. I think he got the Twitter files kind of unleashed and all that stuff. He like bought it so he could show all the slants and shit they were doing. And people were like, his fucking parents own a diamond mine. It's like, okay, that's not the best. That's not the best. But it's like, hey, man, you know, what the fuck? We all got to get engaged.
Yeah, we're going to need that rock.
You want to give your wife a lab-grown diamond?
No, you need a blood diamond.
Blood, sweat, and tears?
Yes.
But women love that shit, too.
Yeah, they go, oh, my God, a slave got this for me?
No, a slave died.
A slave died getting enough. Me this ring that I can show my bitch friends. My slave worked harder than yours. Mine's bigger.
They love... No, dude, that's the... I've been watching a lot of Cinderella recently, and I've been getting... Dude, it's all that goes... Sense. It's all that goes on in my house. I've watched...
Yeah.
I know, it's funny. I've watched the original like Disney animated one. I've watched now. There's a new one.
What's going on the new one, dude? How have the wokes ruined
so it? So the wokes took over the... who's that lady? Camila Cabello? She's like a pop star. She did one where that's total wokesters, dude. The woke mind virus is all over that. She doesn't even care about the prince. She's trying to start a business. And they're like, women can't have businesses. And she's like, I want to make clothes. But then she eventually does marry the prince. But like she has to accept that she has a business to run. It's crazy. That one is absolutely fucking nuts.
What the fuck?
Oh, it's crazy. Dude, that one is fucked.
Cinderella has to... She's a business. She wants to be a business lady?
Yeah, she wants to be a business lady, dude. In like medieval Europe, she wants to be a business lady. And it's like, it's all like, you know, the whole crowd's like, everybody listen up. It's all like, yeah. I'm the new town crier. Hey, y'all. It's fucking like, just whatever. It's just corny as fuck. And then it's the whole thing is just her being like, I want to start a business. Why can't I? I was like, women can't start businesses. And the prince is like...
This is medieval Europe.
The prince is like, I love you. I want you to live with me. And she's like, no, I want to sell fucking clothing. And it's like, yeah, okay. Limited two? You're going to work at Limited two? Or you're going to fucking marry a king? It's like, shut the fuck up. So then like, yeah, it's like fucking total bullshit. Forever 21.
I want to work at Forever 21.
So then like... But then the other one is just the straight up fairy tale.
And, you know, you watch, like, Hercules and all these, like, hero. That's, like, the hero myth where it's, like, you go, you're, like, you're getting fucked up. You beat this thing. You're, like, all right. The woman myth is, like, you're kind of just, like, shitty and you have a bad job. Yeah, and you have no two
shitty
you.
Sisters that are, like, you'll never be wearing them.
Mean sisters and a mean mom. And your dad's just, there's no dad.
There's never a dad.
Mean moms. Dad's fucking dead. And he was so nice to you. And then the turning point of the female, like, fairy tale is that you walk into a ball and you're the prettiest in the ball. And everyone goes, oh, who's that?
She's hot.
And then the most powerful man in the room takes you and dances with you for everyone. And then you're like, I have to go. And then he finds out, and he, you know, it's just that
finds you.
That seems to be like the pussy. Apex. That's the dragon for them. It's just them being and all being the other girls being like, ugh. And she's like, I'm so pretty and innocent and nice. Yeah. I was like, damn, that's fucked up. It's pretty crazy. But it is, dude, for women, it's like, be nice and be hot.
Yeah.
Dudes are like, be brave. For women, they're like, be nice be and
brave.
Be hot.
Be brave sucks, though, too.
Be brave sucks.
You gotta, like, fight a bunch of, like, wolves.
Yeah, dude. I mean, the stories are sick.
The stories are cool, but they resonate with us.
Yeah.
Because we're bros, like, dude. We fucking want to fight wolves.
Exactly.
But girls want that.
Have to be nice. That's the challenge.
Yeah, but we have to be brave, dude. I'd rather be nice than fucking have to fight the Hydra.
We have to be nice and you have to be nice and hot. Or you'd be an old fairy godmother.
You jacked and brave. Dude. True. You have to be so jacked and brave.
True.
You have to go to war, dude.
Yeah, true. Now, Cinderella, you have to deal with like a bitchy stepmom.
Or you did. Another good tale is the reluctant king.
Yeah.
It's another good dude hierarchy or whatever that word is.
Yeah, I don't want to be king.
Hierarchy is not it, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Archetype.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
be king.
I have to be the leader, even though I don't want to.
I
want to
explore the world. Yeah.
It's like Lemaire's journey.
True.
From fucking rags to king of the mothership. From rags to the party man. Yeah, at the
from
mothership.
Rags to pool house.
Mr. Good Time. King of the good times, dude.
What'd you do last night, Lemaire?
You snuck off.
Yeah, I just dipped early. I wanted to get some sleep.
Oh, nice.
Sleep?
Yeah. Yeah, nice. I came home, slept.
Yeah, you need some sleep. You've been grumpy.
Yeah.
Are you in a funk, man?
Huh?
Are you in a funk?
Just like, I'm getting better. I feel better.
You're just emotional?
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Yeah.
It's the end of the spring's going to completely sweep you off your feet, dude.
Dude. Oh,
you're going to be swept off your feet.
You're going to be in love with the world.
Dude, spring is sprung.
You're going to get so sprung.
You're going to get so hot immediately.
I can't imagine.
I saw there was a bit of a glow up last night, and I saw you with that vest on. You looked handsome. I could tell you had been passed at the mothership. You were glowing.
I didn't know.
Nate was sad. There was sad Nate last night.
Why was Nate sad?
I don't know. He was sad.
Yeah, well, he probably didn't love, you know, he went out there as his first time. I was telling Nate, dude, that's...
I thought he did well. I heard he did.
He did well.
Yeah.
But it's if you're in your head while you're doing something, it's you're like, if anything didn't work, that's all you think about. But yeah, he was... I texted him today and complimented him. I said, good job, bro. It's fucking very, very difficult to do that for the first time. Especially when I was telling him he was in NPC mode. Dude, my first 2 months in that green room was full.
I've watched all of you.
Full NPC.
Of course I've done it. We all do it. The first time you're in the green room and Rogan walks in, you enter NPC. You guys leave, which is very fun to watch. Second he walks in, I watch both of them like...
We flee the scene.
Swing off, dude. Down to Mitzi's, down to start drinking again.
We flee.
The second Rogie's walking
in. Secret refuge at the pub.
It's the king.
See the rats jump the ship into the sea.
You go full NPC mode.
NPC like, so funny.
Dead silent. Just sit in the room.
Wait for somebody to talk to you and be like, yes, I agree.
Yes, I'm from Philadelphia. Well, not really. I'm from 2 hours away, but yes.
My name is Matt. I hail from Philadelphia. There's some liquid deaths in the fridge. I like what you did with the place.
Wow, this club is beautiful. Wow, this club is... Anytime they press A, you repeat it. Yeah,
I'm just getting out of NPC mode. It took me 5 months.
It takes a while. And then what's his name was there last night? Joey Diaz. He'll put you in NPC.
Yeah, he kind of... I loved that dude for a long time. I saw him last night. And it was just like, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, it's so funny. So I want to be like, dude, you're the fucking man. Like, yeah, there's just so many things. You're like, I have so many options. All of them will mostly probably result in just total embarrassment.
So embarrassing. Saying the when you're in NPC and you try to break out.
It's even worse when you try.
I remember the first time I met Kurt Metzger. I was in NPC. I was just standing next to him. And I was like, do you have a new special coming out? And he was like, what? And he walked away. And I was like, oh, no.
What if the one time when I met Attell, it was in New York, and you were Attell, in the hallway.
Attell crushed me the first
time. Oh, God, dude. I don't remember what I said to him. I think he looked at me and was just like, nope, and just kept going. I was like,
dude, fuck. I was outside, just made Chris Rock laugh inside. I was like, I'm the king, dude.
Yeah.
Walked outside. I was like, you got an extra cigarette? And he was just like, just walked away. I was like, oh, man, why did I think I could do that?
He'll
kill you, dude.
I heard he murdered this weekend.
Yeah.
At the motherfucking chip.
At the Madre.
Everything he says is funny.
Yeah.
He sent it to a new level where it's for real. Every line that comes out of his mouth, I'm like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I did a lot of shows with him at the Cellar we were always on. And he would get off stage and go wild, dude. There'd be times he'd get off and be like, oh, was it a good crowd, Shane? And start like slapping the walls and just run outside. He'd be like, oh my God. If you walked in the room while he was on stage, he'd kill me every time. I'd walk in and be like, oh, Shane, you must have had a good set. You're hanging around. It's like, oh, man.
That must be nice, doing stand-up by the time when you're like 50.
Yeah, you see young people coming. You get to hit them. You know they're all NPCs at that point. Like, you go, fuck are you looking at, dude?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Bobby Lee's also an NPC destroyer.
Yeah.
He's brutal. It's very funny. But he'll come in and he'll like see a guy and just be like, what are you nervous, bro? You know, this is a big deal. And it's like, it's the funniest thing in the world.
Voss will get you. Voss is that.
Yeah.
Voss man does that every single time he walks in a room. He's like, what are you looking at, stupid? What are you, a fucking middle act in Philadelphia? You think you're big time? Voss got you? Nice. What'd he do?
I was hammered, and Steve Rinaldi was here. They all wanted to go to the Creek, and I was like, yeah, the Creek's going. They have a show going. You can go do the show if you want. And he was like, oh, yeah, can I go do the show? You think I could go do the fucking show? He started yelling. He's like, thanks for letting me know. I was like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Voss.
I'm sorry, Mr. Voss.
Shit. Yeah, but sometimes when you're in NPC mode, you're in your head, you're being like, I'm just a strong silent type. I'm just a strong silent type.
I'm so mysterious right now. Meanwhile, you're just on a couch. Chugging beer. You're nervous. On my sixth beer.
I'll drink like 10. Like
I got to go on stage next. Fuck.
Oh. Yeah, I for real, when it's my turn, I just stand by the stage for like 10 minutes. I just wait. The dude sat in front of me, I just wait behind that curtain the whole time. Just like,
it's time to do comedy now. Hello, crowd.
Yeah, that is fun. Chicago was sick. Motherfucking Schaumburg Improv. I spazzed, too. A dude fully fucking... A dude fully triggered me.
On stage?
He kept just going, woo! After every fucking word, dude. And it was just like, haha, come on now. Come
hey,
on
man.
Now.
Hey.
Dude, he wouldn't stop. I fucking spazzed.
Yeah, we're just trying to do a show, man. Thanks. Dude, I know you're having fun, but please.
I appreciate...
Just shut the fuck up!
I appreciate the level of stoke. The level of stoke, I'm like, that's awesome. But it was for real, every fucking sentence. You go, woo! And I would go,
I'm fine. I'm fine.
It was a show where like all of Britney's family was there. Yeah, I was sitting there just like, I was on a bed of nails, just like, fuck.
It was you know who's the worst? The laugher from the stand? You know that guy he wears like full Make America Great Again gear?
No.
He sits in the corner at the stand and scream laughs. He'll fucking, if I walk in the room and see him, I'm like, all right, this is a wash.
Yeah.
The set's over.
He just joker laughs. Second,
he joker laughs is loud, like the loudest you've ever heard. Ruins every set. He's having fun though.
Yeah, this dude was having fun, but it fully annihilated me. Mentally, I did everything was fine, but I was just sitting there the whole time, like, dude, it was like a fucking ice pick in my brain every time.
Yeah.
I'd be trying to think of something, and just be like, I'd hear that shriek and just be like,
yeah, that'll shut you down.
Also, too, apparently,
there was a vaping epidemic going on. People were vaping so hard that the management had AJ, the host, had to make an anti-vaping announcement in the beginning, which I'm like, dude, that sucks for you.
Really funny.
He had to come out in the beginning and be like, oh, could you guys like not vape so hard? But oh, yeah, nice. The vapes were flying there.
Look who it is. Sad boy.
Sad boy.
You're so sad. I'm not sad no more.
Huh?
Oh, Nate just joined us. Nice. Nate Marshall joined us. Let's switch over to the Patreon.
Let's go to the motherfucking Patreon.
Let's chat with Nate.
Nathan. I don't know. If you're not sad, just...
You better not be sad.
I'm not sad.
Give these motherfuckers a taste, dude.
Okay.
Right. Just sit right there. Sit on the table. Sit on the table and face the camera.
Yeah, to give him.
Wait, is that a thing?
Yeah.
Are y'all fucking with me?
No, for real. See us out.
Don't sit on the skull.
Tell these motherfuckers what they're missing in the Patreon.
Sit on the table and just no. What are y'all doing?
Call to action. We need a call to action. Be like, yo, guys, join us in the Patreon.
You're the newest to Austin. This is a humiliation ritual. Do you want Joe Rogan to like you? Take your clothes off. Wear just the bucket hat. Face the camera.
Get butt naked in a bucket.
Tell the camera. Give him.
This is very Diddy.
Everybody does it. Everybody does it in
now to the news. Tell them the news.
What's the news?
Tell them what's going on in the world.
Why are y'all doing this?
No, just take us out. Be like, yo, guys, here's the motherfucking Patreon. Say, hey, Patreon family.
Yeah, take us out.
Oh, all right. All right.
I want to see your call to action chops.
I got no. All right. I don't.
What does that mean? Take
I'm not
us
a,
out.
I'm not a board leader. What? Oh, PITM call to action. No, don't even bother.
Come on, Nate. Let's go.
I don't like what y'all are doing to me.
You don't have to do it if you don't want to.
What do I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Yes, that's everybody, go to the fucking Patreon.
Do you have any fun stories to tell us?
Nothing.
Come on, man.
Did you cut your thumbnails before you came over here?
No, I did it last night. I forget who. Did you call it out? Did you say something?
Damn, he had a vicious thumbnail going.
I did.
Every once in a while, I'll let that thing go.
I've seen it, dude. The alien nails.
All right, well, let's go to the Patreon.
Hello.
Damn.